KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have drizzle or light rain. It's 31 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 8/100ths of an inch of rainfall and drizzle overnight. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Road conditions this morning from a line generally stretching from Coon Rapids down to Logan are 100% ice covered, and to the north and northwest of there, other roadways are partially covered with ice this morning, so do be cautious if you're planning to be out and about. There is a winter weather advisory in effect for, there's actually two rounds today of ice that we're expecting, one this morning and one later on tonight, and they could produce up to two one-hundredths of an inch of ice here in the area, two one-hundredths to two-tenths anyway. And so be careful, especially if you're planning to go out tonight. Winter weather advisories are in effect for Cass, Adair, Adams, Dallas, Madison, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties beginning at 9 tonight until noon on Tuesday. For Audubon, Crawford, Carroll, Guthrie, and Sac counties from now until noon on Tuesday. Shelby, Harrison, Pottawatomie, Mills counties from 9 a.m. until noon today, and then again from 9 tonight until 9 a.m. Tuesday. And winter weather advisory in effect for Fremont, Montgomery, and Page counties from 9 tonight until 9 a.m. on Tuesday. Again, freezing rain is expected. Total ice accumulations of around 1/10 of an inch are expected in most areas, some higher amounts in locally organized areas. And the ice will result in difficult travel conditions, including during the morning commute on Tuesday. So be aware of that. And as we've been mentioning to you this morning, there are several school districts that have decided to start classes 2 hours late due to the slippery roads. Atlantic Community School District is 2 hours late. Audubon is 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Boyer Valley is 2 hours late, also no morning preschool there. Exira EHK in Griswold, IKM Manning, all those districts are 2 hours late. No morning preschool for IKM Manning. Harlan and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Riverside, also Tri-Center, and Woodbine are 2 hours late this morning. Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool has canceled for today. And on a separate note, there are no morning classes at the Nishta Valley Family YMCA today. In the news, a traffic stop Sunday night in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of a man from Missouri. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 26-year-old Richard Cody Kays of Elsinore, Missouri, was arrested at around 10:10 p.m. at the intersection of Highways 71 and 34. Kays was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was also cited for matter of conveyance of a loaded firearm. Bond was set at $1,000. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest at around 11 p.m. Saturday of Brian Fitzgerald of Prescott. Fitzgerald was taken into custody for OWI first offense following a traffic stop, and he was brought to the Adams County Jail. A teenager from Clarinda who had been reported missing last week was found safe. The Page County Sheriff's Office says 15-year-old Cheyenne Rose Fahey was located Saturday. The runaway was reported missing at around 5:20 p.m. last Monday. No other information was released. And weather permitting, there are some school districts that will be having school board meetings tonight. The Exira, EHK, Griswold, and Cam school boards all have regular school board meetings set to take place this evening. The Exira EHK board meeting gets underway in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building beginning at 5 o'clock. The Griswold school board meeting begins at 5:30 in the central office of the middle school high school building. And in Anita, the CAM school board will meet at the high school media center beginning at 5:30 this evening. And we'll have additional details on what's on their agendas later on in our newscasts. Also, spring is still several weeks away, but the National Weather Service says they've released their first look at potential flooding. Senior hydrologist Jeff Zog said there appear to be few worries right now.
Most of the state, including the Mississippi and Missouri rivers, we're seeing a near-normal risk of flooding across much of Iowa. Nothing really abnormal stands out.
There was very little snow on the ground until just recently, and Zog says that's one of the things they take into account.
The snowpack is definitely a factor that we consider when we look at the risk of flooding in the spring, and the snowpack that we had that definitely tended to increase the risk because across much of the state the snowpack has been above normal.
The flood risk is based on the areas that normally might flood and does not include the possibility of flash flooding brought on by heavy rains. Zog says water levels in streams and lakes makes a difference in the outlook. He says there are several other factors that could impact any flooding between now and spring, such as future precipitation trends. If we get a lot of snow or a lot of rain, for example, that would tend to increase the risk of flooding. In the funeral announcements, Donald Fuller, age 71 of Yale, died last Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Donald Fuller will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Lonnie Barber, age 79, who's formerly of Exira, died Friday in Bellevue, Nebraska. Funeral services for Lonnie Barber will be today at 11 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. NMA Cusher, age 96, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Graveside services for Anna Mae Cusher will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Noble Center Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Paul Lydon, age 69, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Paul Lydon will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Carl Brandt, age 77, of Henderson, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Carl Brandt will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Reagan Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Leonard Lex Wegeman, age 88, of Linden, died Thursday at Adel Acres. Funeral services for Lex Wegeman will be held on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Evelyn Cadwell, age 95, of Denison, died Friday in Spencer. Funeral services for Evelyn Cadwell will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Virginia Schnack, age 84, of Harlan, died February 9th. A celebration of life for Virginia Schnack will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. William Knapp, age 44, of Linden, died Thursday. Funeral services for William Knapp will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Des Moines. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Mary Ann Gettler, age 91, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Ann Gettler will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Inez Reef, age 92, of Scottsbluff, Nebraska, died Friday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Inez Reef will be held on Thursday, at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.